Oasis Audio presents The Yellow House Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Directed and engineered by Dirk Gowans. Chapter 1. The Cave. Four lively children lived with their grandfather Alden in a big house. The children's father and mother had died years before. Their cousin Joe lived in the big house, too. He was grown up, and his cousins thought he was great fun. First, there was Henry Alden, who was 16 and in high school. Jessie Alden came next. She was in high school, too. Violet was a pretty dark-haired little girl of 12, and Benny was 7. Benny was on his way home from school one day in spring. The minute he went into the house, he heard the telephone ringing. Then he heard Mrs. McGregor, the housekeeper, answering it. "It's for you, Benny," she said. She was excited. "It's your cousin, Joe." Benny went to the telephone. "Hello, Joe," he said. "We're going to blast, Benny," Joe called over the telephone. "The men are almost ready to blast the top off the cave. They say that you children can come over to the island if you stay right with me. You get the others and come along over."
"Okay, Joe," cried Benny. "We'll come just as quickly as we can."
He hurried to the hall to tell his brother Henry. For this cave was one the children had found themselves the summer before. They had crawled in to see how far they could go. Without trying, they had found some Indian tools in the sand, which Joe said were very wonderful. Now, their grandfather had sent some men to the island to take the top off the cave.